Well, this morning we have a guest joining us in our studios as Laura Canning is in with us this morning. Usually when we visit with Laura, we're talking a lot about conservation issues, but not so much today. We're going to talk in a little different direction. How are you this morning?
Not too bad.
Very good. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks.
Appreciate it. Talk about the Young Professionals of Atlantic.
Yes.
For folks who've never maybe heard much about that group, what's that about?
Yeah, we have a group of Young Professionals of Atlantic, and we get together and we do lunch and learns, and we have some social events throughout the year. A lot of our workplaces that we work for are chamber members, and so it's a chamber-sponsored group, and we get together. Kind of our kickoff for the year is our awards gala, and so our awards gala is coming up, and we feature all of our nominees for our awards, and then we have a little bit of lunch and some wonderful desserts, and we listen to all of them. The awards are announced in all of our categories.
Are a lot of people involved in the YPA?
We have over 100 members, and then we actively have at our events 20 to 30 of us at a time. So, yeah, pretty interesting group.
You know, I know a lot of different groups have difficulty anymore getting folks to get involved in things. You know, they protect their free time so much, and it's difficult to get folks involved. Why have you guys had such success? Because 100 plus members is pretty good.
Yeah, we have a diversity of things. We do some social events. We do some civic or some civic help out in the organizations and out in the community. And then we also do professional development and things like that. So lunch and learns and things like that. And we vary in when we're doing things. So we work it into schedules. Right now we're doing a once a month networking lunch, and that's so we pick a spot to eat lunch at that day. That it's the first Wednesday of every month, and we pick that spot and we come, and whoever can come that day over their lunch hour and just sit and chat, and we talk about the community, we talk about things we might want to change, things like that. And that's one of the things we are doing right now, besides our lunch and learns are coming up later on in the year and our gala in April.
And when you sit down and visit about different issues, you find that everybody has an opinion and everyone loves to share it. That's why people come.
Yeah, well, you know, and, you know, lunch hours over noon, you know, a lot of us have children, so they're off at daycare. And so we can sneak away sometimes and get to see people we might not see all the time.
Yeah, anything you can do, any hook you can come up with to get people not just involved, but to stay involved for the long term, that's just got to be a good thing.
Yes.
And how long have you been a member?
Actually, I think pretty much since they've been around. So 3 or 4 years now we've been around.
Very good.
Yeah.
So it's been successful, been moving forward.
Yeah. And if you've been out to Kitty Corral lately, that building, some of our strong, burly guys helped build that building with the Parks and Rec and put it together. And that was probably, I came out and watched them for a while, and because I'm not afraid of power tools. And they were... it was one of the most challenging things we had probably done out there, you know, so, yeah.
Well, it's good to make your mark.
Yes.
It's good to leave a mark
somewhere. We left a little bit of a mark.
In a positive way on a community to be able to do those things. Now, you mentioned you've got this event coming up this week. Now, when folks think of a gala type event, they think a big, flashy, glitzy evening event and stuff. And this is a noon type of an event where you're going to ask people to come on out, have a little bit of fun, and recognize some folks who have helped.
Yeah, sneak away. We're going to have a little bit of a box lunch and wonderful desserts. And so... we are going to then have our awards and our gala, and it's still kind of glitzy and glammy, but, you know, in our own way. And so we are going to, we do a couple different categories. We do our Young Professional Newcomer, our Young Professional Business Leader, and our Young Professional Entrepreneur. And then there's one like me. I'm the 2015 Young Professionals Public Servant. And then we do a Young Professional Choice Workplace, which I think is an interesting category because it recognizes then our businesses. Who is not only attracting those young professionals, but retaining them and helping them continue their professional development. And we kind of look at all of the different facets of that and pick that Young Professional's Choice Workplace. Our 2015 was Cass County Memorial Hospital. Mm-hmm. And so they will be presenting this year's award for Choice Workplace.
So last year's winners get to pass the torch?
Pass the torch. And so it'll be interesting to see who's our actual winners. And even with our nominees. We ask for the nominees, and you can nominate someone any time of the year. And so if you think of something in the middle of the year, and you can still nominate. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting to see. We always have more than one in the category, so we always have to choose, and it's always a great thing.
Sure. Where do the nominations come from? Within the group or anywhere?
No, anyone. Anyone can go onto the Chamber website and click through the Young Professionals tab and then find where you can nominate a young professional.
And is there still time to do those things?
Oh, the nominations are all closed for the 2016. You'd be nominating for our 2017.
Sure. So how can people participate then? Can they go to the gala Friday?
Yes, you can still come to the gala. If you go to AtlanticIowa.com, you could still register or show up the day of on that Friday. So.
Well, and as you mentioned, you were an award winner last year. Yes. Pretty special for you to be recognized?
Yes, I think so. It's a little humbling, too, because, I you don't nominate yourself for those kind of things. And so someone took some time and nominated me. And so it was fantastic.
Yeah, well, and you're probably like me. It's nice when you get recognized for doing things. But, the way I look at it, it's my job. I get paid to do it and stuff. And it's, you might go the extra mile once in a while, but you're just trying to help out and all. But it is kind of neat when other people actually do notice.
Yes, yes.
Very
exactly.
Good. Very good. I want to talk a little bit about the group in general, because you've got a lot of different directions you're going and you've pulled in so many people, because I think a lot of folks would probably be kind of surprised thinking it's a small town and we don't have any young professionals in a town that's small, right? We're all getting older and grayer, right? Who's new coming into the community?
No.
But you guys are finding and mining these people to get involved right away.
And even Carol, actually, they have a young professionals group. And we actually have met with them a couple different times to help us keep together, what we were doing and stay fresh and, bring ideas to them as well. And so, no, it's not just because it's not just a little town thing either. So
is that a big deal, Laura, to get people involved and keep them engaged when they're young? Do they sometimes feel like, well, our ideas don't matter as much because we haven't been here all this time? And is that part of the keeping the communication line open, keeping them involved?
Well, and it's also with, it helps with the chamber. They have so many community business leaders that can help us, change or keep learning and things like that, and we all work together, and they might not know someone else moved into town and is doing this, and they kind of helps them keep the finger on the pulse of that as well. So we also love to we do different things throughout the year. So we have done some chamber events. We help out with running some things at Atlantic Fest and things like that. So we do some fun things throughout the year besides our lunch and learns and our gala. If you haven't heard of our scavenger hunt is awesome. We have 20, 40 people probably do that in groups. So yeah, we do some fun things throughout the year too, which is important. And it is also tough because think about this age group, 21 to 40, we might be having babies and raising our children, and it's hard for us to get away. And so we do some family events throughout the year as well. We try to have one or two family events through the year.
But as we mentioned, it's important to get them involved and engaged in things because, well, let's face it, we're not gonna be involved forever. At some point, I'm gonna get too old to do this stuff.
And you can't change anything without finding the problem first, too.
Right.
And sometimes it takes us finding the problem and then trying to figure out how to work together.
Get a fresh set of eyes and ears involved. It's not the worst thing in the world.
No.
Very good. So that's this Friday. And that's where?
And that will be at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. It starts at noon on our program. We'll have box lunches, and then we'll start giving away awards, I think, around 12:30. So.
Okay. And if they'd like to come, they still have time to do that, but you do need to know ahead of time.
Yep. That would be fantastic. We can give the chamber a call or go onto the website.
Very good. Thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate
it. Thank you.